KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. KYK has been your ear for 33 years.
I was a liberal arts major in college.
I had never lived in another country. I didn't speak a second language.
What could I
offer the Peace Corps?
The answer surprised me. I served in South Africa teaching HIV/AIDS awareness, and together, my community and I brought electricity to our village.
Developing a computer training center in Armenia was one of the most challenging and most rewarding things I've ever done. Working with my students in Nicaragua was a great experience. We taught each other a lot about our countries and cultures.
This is the Peace Corps today.
Different people, different skills, one common goal. To better our world, one community at a time.
Now that I'm back home, I run a community service program.
And I'm in graduate school studying environmental science.
Redefine your world. Join the Peace Corps.
Apply now at peacecorps.gov.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. International aid agencies say hundreds of thousands of people in northern Pakistan are
facing a difficult winter.
1 year after a devastating earthquake killed at least 73,000 people and left 3 million homeless. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A year has passed since the earthquake struck, but International Red Cross spokeswoman Anna Nelson says people in the area still live in fear of further disaster.
You know, and this anniversary is reminding them of all their lives. And so they're not exactly even mentally in the right state of frame of mind to be facing such harsh conditions.
Last winter was unusually mild. That made it easier for aid agencies to assist the victims. But this winter is expected to be severe. Aid agencies say they'll have about a month before the weather becomes very cold. Nelson said the Red Cross is particularly worried about housing some 400,000 people who don't have permanent shelter. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Saddam Hussein's chief lawyer has said his defense team will continue to boycott the ousted Iraqi leader's Kurdish genocide trial, which resumes tomorrow in Baghdad. The Amman Jordan-based attorney said the lawyer's
joined the